And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Gilbert, born Waterbury, Connecticut, 1969, best known for her memoir Eat, Pray, Love, about the time she spent in Italy, India, Indonesia, after a divorce, traveling alone on a soul-searching journey. A memoir which was sensationally successful when it came out in 2006. It sold more than 7 million copies around the world, translated into more than 30 languages. Also made into a Hollywood movie with Julia Roberts playing the role of the divorcee Elizabeth Gilbert. The book did not come out of the blue. Elizabeth Gilbert had been writing all of her life. She'd been in the running for major awards for a long time. Her first collection of short stories was a finalist for the Penn Hemingway Award. Her first novel was a New York Times notable book. Her nonfiction book, The Last American Man, was a National Book Award finalist in 2002. She said that as a teenager, she had one major life goal. She said it was to publish something, anything, anywhere, before I died. I became a writer the way other people become monks or nuns. I made a vow to writing. She didn't want to go into an MFA program after college, so she spent several years traveling around the country, taking jobs, bars, restaurants, ranches, listening to how people spoke, she said, collecting experiences and writing constantly. My life probably looked disordered to observers, not that anyone was observing it that closely, but my travels were a very deliberate effort to learn as much as I could about life, expressly so that I could write about it. She said, I believe that if you were serious about a life of writing, you should take on this work like a holy calling. As for discipline, it's important but sort of overrated. The more important virtue for a writer, I believe, is self-forgiveness, because your writing will always disappoint you. Your laziness will always disappoint you. Continuing to write after that heartache of disappointment doesn't take only discipline, but also self-forgiveness. Get back to work. Here's a poem for today by Dan Masterson, entitled Sunday Dinner. Linen napkins, spotless from the wash, starched and ironed, smelling like altar cloths, olives and radishes, wet in cut glass, a steaming gravy bowl attached to its platter, an iridescent pitcher cold with milk, the cream stirred in moments before. The serving fork, black bone at the handle, capped in steel, tines, sharp as hat pins, stuffed celery, cut in bite-sized bits, tomato juice, flecked with pepper, the vinegar cruet, full to the stopper, catching light from the chandelier. Once a week, corduroyed plates with yellow trim, a huge mound of potatoes mashed and swirled, buttered corn, side salads topped with sliced tomatoes, a tall stack of bread, a quarter pound of butter warmed by its side, and chicken falling off the bone, crisp skin, baked sweet with 10-minute bastings. Homemade pies, chocolate mints and puddings, coffee, and graceful glasses of water, chipped ice clinking the rims, cashews in a silver scoop, the centerpiece a milk glass compote with caved insides, laced and hung with grapes, apples, and oranges for the taking. A poem entitled Sunday Dinner by Dan Masterson from his collection All Things Seen and Unseen, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.